Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. First day headlines. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar announces measures to reduce polling station crowding and expand 100% webcasting across India. Former Upa Lokayukta of Nagaland Mayang Lima passes away. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton condole the demise. District and Civil Supply Officer Pak Nisazo Dome formally inaugurates Javame Village Customary Court. An advisor, W. Chingang Konyak, says Nagaland has made steady progress in developing its sports infrastructure and nurturing young talent. And now the news in detail. Chief Election Commissioner CEC Gyanesh Kumar has announced measures to reduce polling station crowding and expand 100% webcasting across India. Addressing a press conference today at Patna, Mr. Kumar said, often it was observed that when the number of voters at a polling station exceeded 1,500, long queues would form, especially during the final hours, making management difficult. To address this, the Election Commission decided that starting with Bihar, no polling station anywhere in the country will have more than 1,200 voters, ensuring convenience for voters. The CEC said webcasting inside polling booths covered only 50-60% of booths, but from Bihar onward, 100% webcasting will be implemented at every polling station nationwide.
कई बार ये बात भी आती थी कि चूंकि polling stations पर मतदाताओं की संख्या 1500 या उससे अधिक हो जाती थी तो बहुत लंबी लंबी क्यूज लग जाती थी और खास तौर से आखिरी घंटों में क्यू को मैनेज करना मुश्किल भी हो जाता था इसलिए चुनाव आयोग ने संयुक्त निर्णय लिया कि अब बिहार से शुरू होकर पूरे देश तक किसी भी मतदान केंद्र में 1200 से ज्यादा वोटर नहीं होंगे जिससे कि वोट डालने में हमारे मतदाताओं को सुविधा मिले
Former Upa Lokayukta of Nagaland, Mayang Lima, passed away at Jorhat Mission Hospital this morning. He was 72 and is survived by his wife and children. He succumbed to critical injuries sustained in a car accident on October 2 near Gualaghat, Assam. The fatal accident occurred in the early hours of October 2 when four of them were traveling from Tuli under Mohokchung district to Dimapur. During the accident, one female occupant died on the spot. The funeral service of Mayang Lima will be held at Senden Riju, Purana Bazar, Dimapur on October 6 at 11 a.m. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton have condoled the demise of former Upa Lokayukta of Nagaland Mayang Lima, who passed away today. In a condolence message, the Chief Minister said Mr. Lima was an able lawyer and a committed public servant who served the state government in various esteemed capacities. He said even in his retirement, Mr. Lima's dedication to public duty remained unwavering as he continued to serve as the Vigilance Commissioner and later as the Upa Lokayukta. The Chief Minister further said that Mr. Lima's sudden demise is a great loss for the society and the void left by his departure will be difficult to fill. Meanwhile, Mr. Patton described Mr. Lima as a distinguished legal luminary who devoted his life to upholding justice and serving the people with unflinching commitment. The Deputy Chief Minister added that Mr. Lima's contribution to the legal fraternity and public life have left an invaluable legacy that will continue to inspire generations. District and Civil Supply Officer Pak Nisazo Dome yesterday formally inaugurated the Javame Village Customary Court funded by Tribal Affairs Department and constructed on a land donated by former Minister Deo Nuku. The function commenced with unveiling of the monolith by the special guest and a dedicatory prayer by Reverend Akasha Pau, Senior Pastor of Javame Baptist Church. Addressing the inaugural function, Mr. Dome encouraged the gathering to respect the customary court as it is the highest court in the village. He also advised the people to welcome development for community welfare without any opposition and further urged the village members to extend cooperation to the village council so that justice can be delivered through the customary court. Representatives from all the churches, sub-council, women's society, youth and students attended the program. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Under the next generation GST reforms, government has reduced tax rates on leather and footwear products from 12% to 5%. Under GST 2.0, footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now attracts only 5% GST, directly benefiting young consumers. Along with this, tax cut on various leather products such as chamva leather, composition leather, leather fiber, and leather prepared after tanning and crusting have also been slashed to 5%, which earlier attracted 12% GST. The significant reduction will not just make products more accessible to the consumers, but also boost manufacturing and support young entrepreneurs. The new tax structure has significantly lowered tax rates on these products and related raw materials. In an initiative to inspire and motivate the youth, the Assam Rifles today conducted motivational talk on Operation Sindoor at Don Bosco College, Kohima, which was attended by 370 students. The session was part of a broader outreach program aimed at spreading awareness in schools and colleges about the courage of the armed forces. During the lecture, an insightful account of the sequence of events was highlighted, including the meticulous planning, daring execution, and the subsequent defensive measures adopted by the forces to safeguard India's airspace. The event concluded with a resounding applause from the students, who expressed gratitude for the opportunity to gain first-hand insights of the operation. Advisor Duda Geology and Mining, the Blue Chingang Konyak, said in recent years, Nagaland has made steady progress in developing its sports infrastructure and nurturing young talent. Speaking at the closing ceremony of second phase of Li-Ning 47th Nagaland State Sub-Junior and Masters Badminton Championship at K. Kirei IPS Indoor Stadium, Nagaland Police Complex and Multidisciplinary Stadium at Sovima Chumukedima on Friday, the advisor said, badminton is more than just a sport. It is one of the best way to nurture a healthy body and an agile mind. Mr. Konyak mentioned that badminton provides great opportunities across the world, evolving into a professional career that offers tremendous possibilities. The advisor further urged all to continue to work together to make Nagaland a hub of sporting talent and excellence and build the pathway that will make the dreams a reality. The championship showcased players from 17 districts of Nagaland, organized in a broad spectrum of age groups and categories. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today participated in the Fit India Sundays on Cycle special edition in New Delhi on the occasion of World Teachers' Day. During the event, Dr. Mandaviya led hundreds of teachers, students and citizens in the cycling rally from Major Dhyan Chand Stadium to India Gate and surrounding areas. Addressing the gathering, the minister informed that Fit India Sundays on Cycle was organized in over 10,500 different locations today across the country, with countless teachers taking part. He added that lakhs of people ride bicycles to keep themselves fit every Sunday now, and it has given them the message of maintaining balance in life. The minister thanked teachers and said that they are a source of inspiration for students.
हमारे देश के टीचर्स शिक्षक आज संडे ऑन साइकिल के साथ जुड़े स्वदेशी का संदेश दिया साथ साथ में संडे ऑन साइकिल से देश के नागरिक को और स्टूडेंट को संदेश दिया है कि जीवन में संतुलन बनाना बहुत आवश्यक है साइकिलिंग हमें संतुलन बनाना सिखाती है जब आप संतुलन बनाते हैं जीवन में तभी आप आगे बढ़ सकते हो गति कर सकते हो
एंड टू रैप अप द न्यूज हियर आर द हेडलाइंस वंस अगेन Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar announces measures to reduce polling station crowding and expand 100% webcasting across India. Former Upa Lokayukta of Nagaland, Mayang Lima, passes away. Chief Minister Nipu Ryu and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton condole the demise. District and Civil Supply Officer PAC Nisazo Dome formally inaugurates Javame Village Customary Court. And advisor W. Chingang Konyak says Nagaland has made steady progress in developing its sports infrastructure and nurturing young talent. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.